Okay, thank you. For what I see, what we receive about the quote said 100, almost 160,000, that says 25% down payment, 50% due prior to shipping. But you said that they are willing to accept 50% and then the other 50% in a short period of time, right? Is that what
that's,
you said? Okay.
Yes, possible.
Okay. What I can see then that we have over that, you mentioned the $200,000, rounded in 200, 21 AD, it means that will be like 25% on top of that, that will be labor and other costs. Can we have that in writing first? And second, if we can have a day of campaign and we can round around, like Brian said, 90,000, and we have 13,000, is more than $100,000. And if we ever find out what happened with the extra $37,000, I think that we are probably in the whole amount, around the whole amount that we need for the transmitter. The only thing that we will not have is that extra 20-25% for labor and miscellaneous. I think that we are closer that, this sounds possible to me, but I want to have all of this very clear in writing and have all the extra charges in the same format that this quote for the transmitter. Then we all know what are we talking about, and we all know how much money we need to raise, and it's very important that we find out what happened with the $52,000 that we originally have, because that will help a lot. And if it's like that, I think that it's very feasible. I don't know if you see it the same way, because I'm sure that the 20-25% that we put on top of the quote for the transmitter, I think that we can talk to probably with the people that do the job to give us a little leeway to pay them a little, I mean, not to pay all up front, okay? Do you think that that's possible?
It's certainly worth discussing, and yeah, it's in the realm of possibility. The $160,000 that quoted was a quote that was from this past July. I'll point that out, and is not absolutely current, but the price as quoted on that was valid for a month back in mid-July, and there are, I'm sure, some variability in that, but as it says, there's 25% as a down payment, half is due prior to shipping. The remaining 25% is something that they have expressed a willingness to work with us on. But still, you're talking a willingness to work terms out on $40,000 of a $160,000 package. The $20,000 on top of that was added on for labor and all of the other engineering aspects of changing the transmitter operational room out at the tower site around. That number is a bit flexible, but that's completely a ballpark from our engineer.
Yeah, I want to caution, 90,000 in pledges is not 90,000 in money.
I know.
So, with fulfillment, credit card fees, call center charges, premium cost, if we used any premiums, that would be more like $60,000 or $70,000 net in money that we could spend on the project.
Yeah, but I know, but sounds feasible, and sounds that we can work some kind of payments or some kind of a special loan, if it's a short loan, just to for a little amount, because it's a very specific, like, we, where are we putting this money? That's what I'm saying.
This is Dwayne. Hello?
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, I mean, if I might, I know we're running a little long here, but you know, what comes to mind in this discussion, and I appreciate the time, is perhaps it would be worth a bit of discussion, maybe not tonight, but perhaps rather than have the discussion be about a national day to save KPFT's signal, perhaps a willingness of the national structure of Pacifica to engage in a capital campaign would be more effective, where both LA and in the Bay Area, New York and DC might be able to tap into some of their major donors to augment the rather small pool we have here in Bushland to perhaps do a off-air capital campaign that would help us in maybe a better way.
Bill, you're next.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and, you know, another way I think, and what Dwayne said I think is a good idea, but I also think one way we can pitch this on air nationally, as well as to perhaps major donors and other stations, is it, this is like comparable to adding another station to our network for a really cheap cost. I mean, it's like adding maybe the population of San Francisco or something. If you think about the additional number of people who can hear us that haven't been able to much for the last couple of years. And, you know, I think that's the key. I think that's how you get other people nationally to contribute. It's not just you're helping this other station, this little KPFT station. We're helping get more listeners to be able to realize there's an alternative to Clear Channel and the hate radio stations. And believe me, we've got plenty of those here. And the religious stations, you know, and it's, We want to spread the Pacifica mission, and we want people to be able to hear these alternative points of view that's so critical. And, you know, you all do that, I'm sure, during fund drives anyway, but here we have an opportunity to, and it is an opportunity to, for a relatively small amount of money, expand Pacifica to people here in this red state that really need an alternative to the other stuff that's on the dial. And, so I think, and also that spreadsheet that Roel sent us right before the meeting, it showed the average pledges per day was about 106,000 for this current fund drive. So, you know, with 80% fulfillment, that may mean something like $85,000. And so I think that would put us well along the way towards getting this. And I'm really reluctant to leverage the building other than for a very small amount for a short-term loan, because there are dangers for that. But, you know, we'll work with whatever we can, and I think the sooner we get this done, the better, because we put it off for 2 years already, and over 2 years, and the longer we wait, the more money essentially we lose from donations or potential donations. Plus, you know, people aren't getting to hear this Pacifica message and all the great programming we have. So I think we really need to try to get it to happen soon, in the next few months. And I thank you all for your support.
All right, anyone else to stack on this?
Audible?
Yes, you are, Michael.
Okay.
I've got Michael, anyone else? We're getting close to time, so I'm going to close back shortly. Go ahead, Michael.
So I understand the need, and I think there's a way to you know, kind of pitch it that makes it sort of attractive to listeners around the country to do it. My concern from KPFK, as I said earlier, I think we've reached way beyond the point of diminishing returns on our on-air fund drives. I think we could have a day. It would have to be well away from the drives that are already scheduled, although I understand what people are saying about picking a date that, you know, fits into one of these anniversaries. I think the main concern could be that it does not interfere with other fund drives that are scheduled, and it's not, we did a drive for the PRA that people will remember was a fairly dismal failure. People should not overestimate what we can possibly make on a one-day fund drive around the country. I have a couple other points. I think when we bought at least one of the hotels here, basically it was 90 days, same as cash. That was all they would do. It's like, you know, we made 3 monthly payments. That was about the best we could get. And I wouldn't expect to do much better than that. So I do think that there's some other possibility of maybe a short-term, loan against the equity in your building, or I guess there's 2 things to me. I think that, I don't know why, what's whistling, but I feel like there has to be an appeal in Texas, not just in Houston. And, from the outside of Texas, I do think that it's not just a red state. There are a lot of populations in Texas that have other points of view. They're, you know, might be electorally swamped, but they're living human beings that can be appealed to. And B, I think that it needs to be tied to a clear strategy for growth of the station. I don't think you can just rely on restoring your signal. I think you have to have mapped out a plan for how you're going to rebuild your audience and attract new listeners, and it should be tied into how you approach the question of getting that boosted signal strength, acquiring it and paying for it, and, you know, making it pay off.
Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I have the margin, which I cannot email. I'm sorry, I don't have access.
Hold on a second. Are Paula, your fingers free to take it down as she reads? Paul, are you with us?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yes.
Okay, Serene, read it slowly, please.
Okay. Move that KPFT management working with the national office. That too fast?
Go ahead.
Explore terms of loan against the property for the amount needed to cover the cost. Purchase and installation of a new transmitter, and report to the, I suppose, to the NFC. When do you guys meet? Every 2 weeks?
That's next on our agenda.
Oh, okay. At its next meeting, or by its next meeting.
Is that it, Serene?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul, when you're done with it, can you read it back to us?
That's what I want to do. What I have is that KPFT management working with the national office explore terms of a loan against their property for the amount needed to cover the cost, purchase, and installation of a new transmitter and report to the NFC by its next meeting.
Yes, thanks.
Discussion. Back.
This is
Bill.
I've got Lydia, then I've got Bill. I'll put myself on third. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I won't be supporting this motion because I think, it's premature, but also you can't get all of the elements of what you can get for a loan in a short period of time. They make you apply, you know, there's all kinds of levels, and we don't have the best national finances to secure one anyway. I think that that's a poor option. We have talked before on the Finance Committee of developing contingencies for the entire network, which are multi-level. Most of it is operations, but we have this what I consider to be a rather urgent capital need, but we haven't looked at other options yet. And, we have not assessed it. This is the first rather comprehensive report that we have received. Over the months, all we heard was that we kept getting extensions on the transmitter, It was vague whether they had a capital fund or how much was in it and all of that. So this is the first information that we have received. But what I would like to see is have us explore other options of coming up with the money. I'm not saying that you couldn't get a loan on the building, but that's not something that the finance office can come up with. That's something that you have to work with the bank on, and it's, trust me, I do this all the time. It's like months trying to even get all of the things together that they now require to even give you an estimate as to how much they would loan you, if at all. So I don't think that this is, I will be voting no for that reason.
Bill, you're next.
Thank you. Yeah, good points, Lydia, and I guess I can't support the motion either. I mean, what we're trying to do is ask for help, and you know, we've already talked about possibilities of getting loans ourselves, but if we can't get help from other stations, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to pay back the loan. And so what we really need is to see if we can get some aid of some kind from other stations. And you know, Dwayne and other people mentioned some options too, you know, either an on-air fund drive or a combination of that plus, you know, tapping into major donors of some of the other stations and pointing out how this is to Pacifica's benefit as a whole. So I would like other options, but I really want something that we can move on soon and not just drag this out for months.
Okay, I'm next. I'm going to propose a substitute because I agree with the sentiments of the two people who preceded me. Sorry, I'm finishing the last sentence. So my substitute would be as follows. The National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB, one, direct Pacifica Management to begin planning a coordinated network-wide capital campaign to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter within 3 months, with the goal of increasing KPFT's effective power to 100,000 watts and widening the reach of Pacifica's network. The campaign should take an off-air first approach, that is, attempt to secure seed funds and matching grants from major donors, foundations, and direct mail campaigns prior to resorting to on-air fundraising. Two, direct Pacifica and KPFT management to simultaneously explore the options for securing a loan against KPFT's real estate to make up any fundraising gap that would prevent the timely replacement of KPFT's transmitter. And three, prioritize any windfall income, such as restored CPB funding, to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter through an interdivisional loan.
Michael, over to the sec.
Go ahead, Michael.
I generally am supportive of that. I think the section that talks about looking at a loan should include a plan for repayment of the loan as part of seeking the loan. Very clear language that incorporated in the financial planning around the loaning as the property piece of it is that there has to be a plan in place for how that loan will be repaid outside of the general operating budget of KPFT.
Are you referring to the internal loan or to the
the loaning against the property. Secured loan against the property.
Are you at a computer? Do you want to pull up the language I just sent out and suggest a revision?
Okay. Did you send?
Okay. I just hit send on it. Yeah, I'll circle back to you if you want to take a minute to look at it.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Anyone else on this?
I'm sorry, I'm not in front of the computer. Do you mind reading the first part of it again, Brian?
The first paragraph?
Yes.
Direct Pacifica Management to begin planning a coordinated network-wide capital campaign to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter within 3 months, with the goal of increasing KPFT's effective power to 100,000 watts and widening the reach of Pacifica's network. The campaign should take an off-air first approach, that is, attempt to secure seed funds and matching grants from major donors, foundations, and direct mail campaigns prior to resorting to on-air fundraising.
Okay, thanks.
This is Tony.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
I just want to speak generally in favor of the motion because not just this particular Eastern crisis. When we deal with a crisis like this, and there are other crises across the Pacifica network, I'm a stronger believer in the general manager and the executive director and the staff working, coming up with solutions and recommendations to the various boards, LSB and the Pacifica National Board. I think too often the board gets into trying to come up, we as a board, a policymaking body coming up with specific recommendations and specific directive management to do, which I think we should take a strong look at that across the board on crises. So I would support the motion in terms of the broad. It gives broad options to management to come up with various, not just loans, but other solutions that can be recommended to the board for us to vote on. So in the future, other crises, I would stress that we rely heavily on general manager, executive director, staff to present solutions to these crises that we can make a decision rather than we directing specific solutions to. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
I agree with Tony.
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes. Basically, I agree with the idea that just Tony expressed, but I want to remind everybody that this is an issue that, like Dwayne said, it's almost 3 years because we are in our sixth, how do you call it, that authorization that is, it's a temporary authorization to, it means that at least it's 3 years and nothing is being done. We are in a square one. It means that, And all this time we still have the same general managers and different IDs, and the department is the same. I think that it's up to us to move this up, and I think that I like your motion, Brian, and I agree with Michael that something there should be different too, being very clear that whatever money is being loaned, as interdivisional loan or to a loan against the property should be paid or repaid by the KPFT, by KPFT. It's in such way, I don't know how to change it, but I want that in that motion and I will support the motion.
Michael, do you have any proposed amendment yet? Go ahead, Michael.
I just sent out two amendments to your motion.
Got it.
One's in the first paragraph. The campaign should include a Texas-based campaign and a plan for the growth of audience for and community service by KPFT commensurate with its full signal strength. And the second is in paragraph 2, any such plan for a loan secured by the KPFT property must include a plan for repayment of the loan outside of KPFT's regular operating budget.
Let me clarify what you mean by that, Michael. When you say outside of its regular operating budget, normally we would consider something like a mortgage payment to be part of an operating budget.
Well, no, we have an existing budget, and if we're taking this loan out in the next couple of months and during the course of this fiscal year, there has to be a plan for the remainder of the fiscal year apart from what they've already budgeted to repay that loan.
Okay.
How much
at current operating budget.
Okay, sure.
What if you just put a period after repayment of the loan?
Okay,
I wouldn't want language that could be interpreted to mean you don't have to budget for repaying it.
Okay.
Well, here's my concern. Since they've already tapped, they tapped a fund, a restricted fund that was designed to pay for this transmitter. So that and the same thing was done here. We had a restricted fund at KPFK. We had a restricted fund for a redesign of Studio A, and the funds get tapped for operating expenses. There has to be a plan to increase the income and revenue sufficient to maintain your operations and repay those loans and fulfill the commitments that you make to the people who give you money for a capital campaign for a purpose.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that. So are you good with putting a period after the word loan and striking the word about out? Okay. Does anybody object to making that modification to what Michael sent out?
Okay, that's in paragraph 2, his amendment after paragraph 2, any such plan for a loan secured or?
Uh-huh.
You want to okay.
Put a period after the second instance of the word loan in that sentence and strike outside of KPFT's regular operating budget.
Oh, there. Okay. So, okay. Just put a period there and get rid of outside of the other. Okay. All right, I've got that.
Okay. Michael has proposed two different amendments. So the one is the one we just discussed regarding the repayment of the loan. The second was an amendment to the first paragraph inserting the campaign should include a Texas-based campaign and the plan for the growth of audience for and community service by KPFT commensurate with its full signal strength. Does anyone want to vote on those two amendments separately?
I have a question about the loan part. Is it stated if there is a loan? I mean, okay, that's fine.
The first words of the sentence are any such plan for a loan.
Okay.
And this is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall this is a good idea. I just want to clarify, the amendments Michael had are in addition to the text you sent, correct, Brian?
Yeah, those are...
Yes.
Okay.
They should be... If you get emails through the National Finance Committee list, they should be in your inbox by now.
Yeah, I got them. Yeah. And this isn't directly related to the amendments, I don't guess, but I want to make sure that we're not talking about just delaying things. I mean, I like the spirit of your motion, Brian, but I just want to make sure... It talks about... begin planning a capital campaign within 3 months, or maybe it's the replacement, the within 3 months. Does that apply to the replacement of the transmitter or to the beginning of the capital campaign? I just don't want to drag this out for, 3 months to start the planning,
right,
and then another 3 months to finish the planning and another year to actually do the campaign.
Would you like to substitute the word plan for begin planning?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I hate to nitpick that. I just want to make sure we're clear.
No, I think it's stronger language. Does anyone object to doing that?
Okay, hold on. So, this is going to be in the first paragraph? Where exactly
first paragraph? First line?
Planning becomes managed
plan.
To plan a coordinated.
Correct.
And I apologize, we should have voted on those other amendments first, but I just want a clarification here, so... And I don't object to the other amendments as amended with the change that we had.
Okay. So let's just make sure. Is there any objection to substituting the word plan for begin planning in the first line? Hearing no objection, that's now part of what we're voting on. Let's take Michael's two amendments en masse. The first is to append a sentence to the first paragraph that says the campaign should include a Texas-based campaign and a plan for the growth of audience foreign community service by KPFT commensurate with its full signal strength. The second is a sentence appended to paragraph 2 that reads, any such plan for a loan secured by the KPFT property must include a plan for repayment of the loan, period. Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing no objection, those two amendments are now incorporated by acclamation. Paul, can you read the full motion as amended before we put it to its final vote?
Give me a second here to actually copy this whole thing, and I'll point out that your entire thing is, in fact, an amendment. It'll be a substitute, but it's an amendment. So hold on while I plug and patch. Okay. Getting copies and okay, another second, and we'll add the second one in. Okay. Want me to read this whole thing as it is?
Yeah, let's get clarity on what we're voting on.
Okay. The National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB, 1, direct Pacifica Management to plan a coordinated network-wide capital campaign to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter within 3 months, with the goal of increasing KPFT's effective power to 100,000 watts and widening the reach of Pacifica's network. The campaign should take an off-air first approach, that is, attempt to secure seed funds and matching grants from major donors, foundations, and direct mail campaigns prior to resorting to on-air fundraising. The campaign should include a Texas-based campaign and a plan for the growth of audience for and community service by KPFT commensurate with its full signal strength. 2, direct Pacifica and KPFT management to simultaneously explore the options for securing a loan against KPFT's real estate and to make up any fundraising gap that would prevent the timely replacement of KPFT's transmitter. Any such plan for a loan secured by the KPFT property must include a plan for repayment of the loan. 3, prioritize any windfall income, such as restored CPB funding, to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter through an interdivisional loan.
Okay, that is the substitute amendment. Is there any objection to making it the main motion? Hearing no objection, it is now the main motion as substituted. Is there any objection to adopting this motion?
Serene would like to abstain.
Okay. Paul, can you record Serene Roberts as an abstention? And the motion as passing without objection.
Do you want to... Well, without objection, either we vote on it or we have it passed without objection. I mean, one person, that's the way it works. The abstention is abstention from a vote. So if there's no objection, you can abstain included. You get it.
I don't want to debate it. If you're happy you're calling the roll, just call the roll.
Okay.
Paul, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm, let me get this in here. Okay, so, Okay. On the motion. Well, I didn't completely do this. All right. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Seekert.
Yes.
Marcus Jenner. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Raul Salvador.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Okay, and let me check and make sure I didn't leave anybody out.
Bill.
You didn't call
Bill
me.
Bill Crozier.
I vote yes.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get back into that. Okay. 1 second, folks. Let's see. After. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Okay. 9-4-1 again. 9-4-0 against, 1 abstention.
Okay. Motion carries. I will try to get it onto the PNB's agenda, and I'll also talk directly to the folks next door, because they certainly don't have to wait for a directive from the PNB to start doing good work. What we have remaining on our agenda is new business. First, the 2015 meeting schedule, and then Adriana's motion. Are Paul, have you spent any time with the KPFTX calendar? Do you have any thoughts on what a good meeting schedule for the year might look like?
I think we should try to, do it the way we've been doing it and do it like, you know, the second and fourth Tuesdays, you know, which is what we've done in the past. And, it looks like some others are, looks like audit wants some of that. At least in March.
Well, we're not allowed to have overlapping membership with audit, so that's
a good problem. I know, that's a good part. Let's see, the elections on the on March 10th, elections is there, and on March 24th, audit is there. For April, governance, no, not that, that's the first. For April, it's open. For May, it's open. June, it's open. I don't think we need to go much further than that. Looking through the rest of the year, nobody's put anything in. So we would only have that for March 10th, elections would be on that date as well, but, you know.
Okay. We don't at this point have a backlog of work because we're not in the throes of budgeting yet. So I'm going to propose that we schedule meetings for second and fourth Tuesdays beginning on March 24th.
You're saying the next meeting would be the 24th?
Yeah, so we'd skip that conflict with the Elections Committee, which I know several of you are on.
Yeah.
That was a special case because the joint meeting with the governance and the governance took the Tuesday the 3rd.
So our next meeting would be the 24th of March, and then we would meet second and fourth Tuesdays, which are clear from that point on. Any objections to that proposal?
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead, Bill.
Can we get updates from Raul before then, I hope, with the audit and the, you know, updating information for Great Plains and all those financial reports that we still need? Can we get some reports before then, financial reports and updates from Raul?
Yes. This is Raul. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead, Raul.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What I plan to do is once we finalize the, hopefully these are the 2013 by Monday, go jump into, and then we will send out the final report to the NFC and with some reports. and we will do the 2014 and 2015 updates on the financials. Like I said, there's a lot more things that we are updating with 2014 and 2015. I would be happy to give an update periodically on while we are off this month. When we start the first meeting on the 24th. Prior to that, I will be sending reports. We will also be sending a draft to the audit committee will be given a draft, hopefully, prior to finalizing the audited financial statements, hopefully before the end of this week.
Great. I think it would be great, Raul, if you just sent the Finance Committee a copy of whatever you send the Audit Committee. And I will make sure any financial reports sent to the National Board get forwarded to the Finance Committee as well.
Okay, yeah. That would be great.
Okay.
And
is there any objection?
Well, just to clarify, that would include not just the Statement of Operations, but we still need those other reports too, you know, cash flow and major payables, list of major payables, and a balance sheet. And I think you indicated that we could get that after the 2013 audit was done. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, it will. We are reconciling the final balances for 2013, and then we could close the year after we finalize the audit. Once it's finalized, then we could roll over all the balances back into the 2014, and we could generate a financial statement.
So that would be
complete financial statement.
Like in a week or two, also
balance sheet. Excuse me.
So you think that would be like in a week or two, also? I'm just trying to get an idea of when.
Hopefully, we could get it, but before, after within a week after we finalize the audit. So if we finalize it on Monday, then, you know, by the following Monday, we'll have a preliminary report. And again, this will be subject to adjustments.
Yeah, I understand that. We need something we can work with. So thank you.
Okay, great. Again, the question is whether or not we approve this meeting schedule, which is second and fourth Tuesdays starting the 24th of March. Adriana?
Yes. I agree that we start, that's what I was trying to say. We settled there second and fourth Tuesday starting March 24th, right? That's what we agree?
That is the current proposal.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Is there any objection to that proposal? Hearing no objection, that is now our meeting schedule. Paul, I take it you'll put them on the KPFTX calendar?
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. And the final item on our agenda is Adriana's motion to create a work group to look into the healthcare policies that are in place at every unit of the foundation with the objective of comparing the benefits and costs in order to see if we can come up with a way to save money to the employees and to Pacifica. This was sent out to the National Finance Committee list at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern this morning. Adriana, do you want to motivate your motion?
Well, I think that basically we need to make that work group because it's not clear, at least it's not clear to me, and yes, different people, and nobody knows the exact answer for that. We need to really see what different healthcare plans we have in all the different stations. And we need to come up with some way to save money. And one of the ways will be really compare the benefit and cost of all the different plans that we have in the different stations. Then we know what we are talking about. And then we can see if we can work something that would be beneficial for everybody, the employees and the foundation. We need to start that work group immediately because it will be a good way to save money to everybody, money that we already are short of.
Let me just jump in. There's kind of a procedural problem here. If you're creating a body, you need to specify how big it is, who's on it, and how they're selected?
You're asking me? Well, my idea is that we can create a work group that will be volunteer among us. We can decide who wants to work in this group. I volunteer to do that, and obviously other people can volunteer, and we can start to emails, and for our next meeting, we will have a bigger picture. I think that's all. It's just a volunteer like other committees do, like election does, other committees do exactly the same, you know. And I agree that we should do this because if not, I have the idea that we are missing big part of this picture.
Any discussion on this?
Yes, Barbara.
Barbara, who else? Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I'm sympathetic with your concern, Adriana, but to set up a work group, I'm wondering if that's something that isn't really necessary, because I believe we should be able to get information from a summary from the national office as to what the plans are that are in place at each station. And, for instance, we have made changes at KPFA recently that saves money. And so I think if we just had a discussion, and I'm not sure if this is the kind of thing that would have to be in an executive session, if we get the information from the national office as to what the plans are in place now, that we couldn't just have it be an agenda item at the Finance Committee, because I don't see a long-range need for a work group on this. Anyway, that's my opinion. I think there was some talk a few years back of trying to get everybody in the country on one plan, and really, I think that's unrealistic. There are plans that are appropriate by state, and I think it is true we should know what they are and how much coverage and how many deductibles and things like that. At our station, also, we have a union contract, and there are things about the health care coverage in the union contract, and I'm sure that's true elsewhere. So, I think we can get the information that you're looking for from the national office, and then we should have the discussion in our committee, in the Finance Committee.
Serene? I've got Serene. Who else?
Raul.
Okay, I've got Serene, Raul. I'll put myself on stack as well. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I imagine that Adriana plans to volunteer for this work group, and I think she would simply be, correct me if I'm wrong, but it would begin with a compilation of the various plans that are available to workers at the stations, and a chart or summary for us to easily grasp the differences among the plans that are being offered. I would rather have that information prepared by someone who's volunteering to do it, rather than to task the national office with having to prepare such a comparison chart for us. So I'm in favor of the motion.
Raul?
Yes, in effect, I think Serene's just tackled my sentiment as well. I do appreciate that Adriana brought this up, but what I was going to say is that the task will probably be a lot easier now that we are only working with a couple of health insurance providers with respect to our health insurance, and that's United Healthcare and Kaiser. It's an ongoing thing at the national office. At least every year, we have to look at the rates of of what we have, we could get a very good deal with what we have. But I think it will really help if there's a group of people who can look into that and how we can minimize the cost nationwide or network-wide without violating some of these union requirements. And I think there can be a lot more to benefit from this task force is if we could just like look into that. Every year the national office, because of our limited staffing, we are just at the mercy of our insurance broker to present to us what the new rates would be. We do not really know what the amount, what are other options other than United Healthcare or Kaiser. I think that there's a lot to be explored, and I think doing this in the middle of the year, prior to the beginning of the calendar year, would be a great help to the national office and to the network as well. I think the KPFK manager is trying to find ways to cut their costs. Same with KPFA, and everybody's pretty much kind of doing it. The good news is that we, KPFT, WBAI, WPFW, the national office are all in one insurance, and PRA, KPFA, and KPFK are in Kaiser. So there's really a very limited amount to explore. And if we could get them all in one, I think I would do that. The if there are synergies to having one coverage for everybody, it will cost the foundation money. I think that's going to be a good idea. So I think somebody or a group of people may look into this, and that would be greatly appreciated by the foundation.
Michael Luther Stack.
Okay, I've got myself and then Michael. Anyone else to the stack? I'll just say I come down on Barbara's side in the sense that I'm worried about committee creep. I don't want to set up another body that we have to dot every I and cross every T on open meeting requirements for. If board members want to do extracurricular work doing research, I think that's great. If we need to have discussions at a committee level, I think we have ample room on the agendas of this committee to have those discussions here based on members' work. But I would not want to set up another formal entity that, if it botches one notice, can lose us hundreds of thousands of dollars in CPP money. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, this is just a suggestion, but you know, I worked for LA Unified School District for many years, represented by United Teachers Los Angeles. LA Unified has a joint committee of all the unions representing all the various employees that actually negotiate with the insurance providers. The best possible package they're involved in the thing. I think you might want to talk to some of the union reps and see if they want to bring, you know, bring something to the table as far as exploring. Because there's always a trade-off between, you know, the benefits and the rest of the package, and people might have an interest in actually having a say in getting the best possible deal. So that might be a place to look for people, you know, with some expertise or able to tap expertise on insurance coverage and an interest in getting the best possible deal for it so money is available for other things.
Okay, anyone else on this? All right, if we're through with discussion, we'll vote on Adriana's motion. Paul, could we have a dramatic reading of the language?
Oh, my. A less than dramatic reading will follow. Let's see, where are
we
here?
Did we have a congested reading of the...
Yeah, that's what you'll get, all right. Maybe a few coughs loaded in, too. All right, the motion is to create a work group to look into the healthcare policies that are in place at every unit of the foundation. the objective of the work group will be to compare the benefits and cost in order to see if we can come up with a way to save money to the employees and to Pacifica.
I heard at least two no votes, so I think you'll have to call the roll on this one.
I'm sorry, quick. Is it too late for me to make just a slight amendment to the language?
No, we haven't started voting yet. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So I would say health care plans rather than health care policies.
So the proposal is to substitute the word plans for policies. Is there any objection to that?
No. And...
Paul, have you recorded it?
1 second. Okay, so it's just in that motion to substitute health care plans for health care policies.
Exactly.
Correct.
That's it?
Yep.
I have kind of a point of
view. That was without objection. And please keep going, Serene.
And again, I'm sorry, I'm not online, so I can't see the language, but I'd like it to say the health care plans in effect. I don't remember what the language is now.
Plans that are in place.
Right. Yeah, I think we should say in effect, because that's the language of the industry.
And this is Bill. I have kind of a point of information.
Okay, hold on. You want in effect for in place?
Yes, thanks.
All right, let me look at the motion up here, and... that are, so let me read, is it the healthcare policies that are in effect at every unit?
No, we need healthcare plans.
And a plan is effective. The policies might mean...
We got you. We're just clarifying what the language is switching to.
So it'll be in effect instead of in place.
Okay. Is there any objection to substituting in effect for in place? Okay, hearing none, that's now part of the motion. Serene, were you done?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, I had a question from Bill.
Yeah, thanks. This may be a little moot. Do we have people who would be willing to help with this work group besides Adriana? If nobody else is willing to do it, there may not be a point, not much one in setting it up.
I'll help Adriana.
Okay. Do you know how many people you might need, Adriana, do you think?
Well, I believe that everybody, it's open. All the committee members can email each other if anybody has information, but that's fine. We don't need to. It's a volunteer group, obviously.
Okay.
This is Raul.
Go ahead, Raul.
Yeah, since I have the information in effect with the national office, it is apparent that I will be participating in this task force and then work with them.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Let me ask this. Do we need a motion, or can the three of you get together and just report back to this committee?
I thought we had a motion.
I'm asking if we need a formal motion, because I'm not sure at what point we cross the line where it becomes subject to CPB meeting notice requirements.
Michael?
I'm sorry, somebody else wants to speak?
Yes, Michael, what I was asking, we have exactly the same thing in elections during a long period of time, and I think that it's not a committee, it's just a working group that we look into plans that we have in effect. I don't think that had nothing to do with CPB or the meetings. I think that it's a group of us working.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, just pass the motion, and then we can check with Otis.
Okay.
This is Raul. I got a question.
Go ahead, Raul.
My question is, this task force would be a part of the National Finance Committee kind of task force, right? That we, I mean, a few people would participate into this. This is not really another official committee or subcommittee. It's just a task force that we kind of volunteer into it. And then it just, I think that it just formalizes that there's somebody, the group of people that will be working on it, and that also gives me or the national office an authority to share the information with this task force in working a workable plan or beneficial plan for the entire network. That's why possibly a motion doing this would probably formalize this, me, the national office, sharing this information to outside the national office or employees that are looking into the benefits package of the company.
Okay. Paul, do you want to call the roll on this?
Okay. Why don't I read the motion as it's currently on the floor as amended?
Please do. That'd be great.
To create a work group to look into the health care plans that are in effect at every unit of the foundation. The objective of the work group will be to compare the benefits and cost in order to see if we can come up with a way to save money to the employees and Pacifica, and to Pacifica. Okay, so we're going to a roll call on this?
Yes.
Okay, and okay. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
Abstain.
Marcus Jeter? R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Raul Salvador?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Abstain.
Okay, 8-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Okay, the motion prevails. We are done with all the business on our agenda. That means we are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for a productive meeting, and I will talk to you all 1 month from today.